And we're live.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to episode 73 of Kids Deserve It. We hope you've been enjoying our weekly chats with educators and game changers from around the country. Also, don't forget, you can check us out on iTunes.
And speaking of iTunes, don't forget about our competition that we now do weekly, where if you go on after episodes and leave reviews for us on iTunes, we select a winner each week to receive an autographed book set. So make sure you include your Twitter handle in your review, and we'll select a new winner this week.
Also, don't forget to check out our very busy Kids Deserve It chat on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This week, we have another great guest, but first, we want to introduce ourselves. I am Adam Welcome, Director of Innovation in the Bay Area of California.
My name is Todd Nesloney. I'm an elementary school principal in Navasota, Texas, and I'm thrilled this week to have my friend Adam DeVico as a guest this week. So, Adam, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me today.
We want to remind our viewers also that you can participate in social media using the hashtag #KidsDeserveIt, whether you're watching live or listening to this recording later.
So, Adam, we got some questions for you. So for those that don't know about you, can you tell us about yourself?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm repping the East Coast, I guess, this week since we got a West Coast and Central time. So I'm an East Coast guy. I'm born and raised in New Jersey and found my way south after I determined that I'm not a big fan of snow or traffic. So I've been a Southerner now, I guess, for the past almost 20 years for college and then teaching. I went to Wake Forest University in North Carolina, taught in, I was a fifth grade teacher here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina for a number of years, and then went to Charlotte, went to Atlanta, Georgia, where I got a chance to teach at the Ron Clark Academy. And then I got a really cool opportunity to travel across the country doing professional development and just kind of conferences and speeches, and most importantly, meeting educators and seeing the biggest of cities and the smallest of rural towns, and really opened my eyes to just education on a grander level. And then more recently, I got a great opportunity to go back to my alma mater, Wake Forest University. And so now I'm a clinical professor in the Department of Education at Wake Forest University, getting to train and teach the next generation of educators.
That's got to be cool to kind of have that full circle moment.
It is. It's kind of surreal at times, you know, kind of coming full circle, coming back. But most importantly, I play it to my advantage because I can, I guess, commiserate and relate and empathize with the students now, you know, the things they're going through and just kind of understanding what they're looking for.
Nice. Well, I've got to say, Adam, you know, you've written one of my favorite education books, Inside the Trenches. I love that book so much. For our viewers who may have not heard about it or read it, can you kind of tell us a little bit about that book and how it came to be?
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you for that compliment. And we have mutual respect for each other's work and books and stuff. But Inside the Trenches came about as I was working for Ron Clark Academy and doing all this traveling around the country and just seeing how hard teachers are working every day. And, you know, coming from the classroom, you know, you kind of think about how hard you're working or how hard you're trying, but to see other people doing it, that's inspiring. And so I got really just excited about other people's stories. And it just kind of came, it just started coming. And I know both of you also get to travel some. And so, you know, you spend a lot of free time on airplanes and hotel rooms. And so I was finding myself just chipping away at stories and some of my own. It was a great chance to reflect on my own life, my own teaching and career, but also start thinking about what other educators are doing in their own classrooms every day. And, you know, eventually it was just kind of an accident. It just kind of came together. And eventually I had this thing that turned into a book. And so Inside the Trenches is about, you know, that hard work, that nitty gritty, down dirty, getting your fingernails dirty kind of work that we do each day and the great things that can come from it. It's a positive spin on education.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, one of the things I love about that story, you didn't like set out to try to, it kind of organically happened with the work that you were doing, the stories, and it just made sense to then put it in a book form. So speaking of books, you're also working on another book with your friend Abe. Can you tell us a little about that?
For sure, yeah. This is another thing that just kind of fell into place. So my buddy Abe Hagee, he's a awesome, awesome educator right down the street from me in High Point, North Carolina. And I've known him for a number of years. And he works at this just amazing, amazing school called Allen J. Middle School. And they do just innovative ideas. And so he reached out to me about doing a book based on school culture and building school culture. And so he and I have been working hard over the past few months getting this book together, and we were fortunate enough to have it picked up by Dave Burgess. And we are excited to have that come out, I guess, maybe at the end of this year or early next year. And it's called The Limitless School. And it's thinking about how we bring stakeholders together, how we bring all these different people that have an interest in school together, and ultimately to build school culture.
Nice. I love that. I cannot wait to check that out. So you are also doing some work with a few of my friends with the Get Your Teach On conference. Can you tell us about, you know, kind of what you do with that?
Yeah, so my good friend Hope King and Deanna Jump, they have just decided to invade the educational realm of possibility and have this amazing conference called Get Your Teach On. And I just feel fortunate and lucky that I get to be a part of it. And so the idea of Get Your Teach On is to have a hands-on experience with excitement and passion and energy, just sharing ideas. It's really about celebrating teaching and sharing best practices and just talking about teacher stuff. I know a lot of educators I've met get frustrated when it comes to like conferences that just kind of talk at you rather than collaboration and really just real teaching. And the cool thing about Hope and Deanna is they're still in the classroom. And so I think a lot of people really relate to that because they're like, all right, we're doing the same thing. And in addition to them, of course, my good friend Wade King, our good friend Wade King, also in there as well. And Chris Pombagno, also a mutual friend. And I think a month from now, we're going to be heading to Texas.
That's
and
for right.
The first time, it's going to be a K-5 conference. So we're going to be heading to Houston and San Antonio. And Hope just put out a message today if we want to go to Dallas. So if there's any Dallas people watching, let Hope know that you wanted to come there too. But this summer, we're also going to be adding our buddy Joey, who has, I guess, broken through big by being on Ellen. If you didn't see it, he made this awesome, funny April Fool's video with a fake spelling test. And so he is a funny guy. And I've never met him in person. So I'm really excited to work with him this summer.
Well, and you've always got great suits, too. I got to say, you know, you've got so many cool ones. I'm always jealous of your suits.
I think that's another one of those like expected maybe. I don't know. So I started doing that several years ago, these just ridiculously ugly, tacky suits that are so bad that they become likable. I think maybe that's my own imagination. But, it's become one of my little things now. It's just to have the most ridiculous outfits when I present and teach. And so for anyone coming to Get Your Teach On this summer, I'll be premiering a couple of new outfits
nice.
You heard it here first.
It's about to get pretty ugly.
So Adam, you've also done some work with Valerie Jones and Rock Math. Can you tell us a little bit more about that too?
Yeah. So Dr. Jones, she is the smartest math person I know. She is just a PhD in math from Columbia and just every award that you can imagine in the STEM field. She has won. And she's been to the White House like three times with some of the students for these competitions she's won. She's just a superstar. And so she and I, last year, we're coming up on our 1 year anniversary. We were chatting and we were just saying, man, wouldn't it be great to have this just like positive spin on math? Because a lot of people we meet and a lot of students that we have, when we say math, there's this like fear. There's this just like angst about math. And we want to get rid of that. We want to say, math doesn't have to be scary. And Dr. J has this hashtag, she says math esteem. And it's really about that. It's about putting a positive thing on math. And so she and I created this organization called Rock Math. And Rock stands for real world experiences, online technologies. C is cross-curricular opportunities, and K is kinesthetic learning. And so all these different ways that you can approach math in a fun way. And so math doesn't have to be this scary thing anymore. And so we've had a great time this past year just having fun with it. We've gotten to go to a couple of schools. We had these big contests to show us how you rock math in your classroom. And then the two school winners, we got to go to Florida. And then we went to Kentucky. and went to these classrooms that were rocking math, and we got to have a full day of fun with these students. So it's just been a great opportunity for us to put a positive spin on math and really celebrate the possibilities that you can have with, you know, having math esteem.
Sweet. That's right. So let's talk about your time growing up. What was school like for you when you were growing up?
I was a teacher's pet. I was. I was a big time teacher's pet. And I never got in trouble. It was my mom always laughs, like going to teacher conferences was just kind of like catching up with old friends because there's really not much to talk about, I guess. I'll call myself out. I was a bit of a teacher's pet, and I learned early on that teaching was kind of my thing. It's funny now being in college and teaching in college and having students who really don't figure out they want to be a teacher till like they're juniors or seniors. Mm-hmm. I knew since I was like 5 or 6, I just really loved the idea of teaching other people and helping other people. And so I love school. I just really embraced it. And so, it's everyone's got a different story there, but I grew up in a really diverse town in Bloomfield. And so Bloomfield, New Jersey, and had real good experiences just with different cultures, different kinds of people. And I think that really helped me later on, especially as I started traveling and going to so many different places. And when you travel, and you guys know, when you go into different places, you have to adapt very quickly. You have to, you know, acclimate to that culture or that town or that set of people. And I think growing up where I did really helped me do that. But yep, I was a teacher's pet growing up.
So either growing up or just as you've been an educator as an adult, who is someone that's made a big impact on your life, Adam?
There's been a lot. I'd say the person on the front end in terms of teaching was my fifth grade teacher, Mr. Bruns. And he was one of the people I dedicated my first book to. And he was this real tall, he was like 6'4", and just, you know, when you're 10 years old, everyone's, you know, 6'4", seems like 8,000. And so he was just this big guy, and he just really embraced us. You know, I honestly can't remember much that I learned about in the class, but I remember how he treated us. And he'd be the guy that football games, and he lived pretty close to me. If it was snowing, like, he would drive me home, and you know, just stuff like that. He really cared about the person, and that really stuck out to me in terms of teaching. And so I know he had a big impact on my life. I guess a little bit later on, my good friend and my cooperating teacher when I was student teaching, actually, Shane O'Neill, he really shaped just kind of me as a teacher, because he just had this real command of the classroom, but he was funny and likable. And so I know I emulate a lot of him as I'm teaching now. And so it's funny how, as you meet people over your life, they all kind of have this little impact on you. And, mm-hmm. and as you look back, you can see little pieces of you in the people that, you know, have touched you over the years.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. Well, you know, we all have those days that are difficult, Adam, where it's tough to get out of bed or we just don't want to go to work. What do you kind of do on those days to kick your butt into gear?
Well, where I'm at now, I actually don't have those days because I have a 2-year-old who actually makes sure that I'm that I am up before the birds are. So at this point in my career, I don't have to worry about it because my little boy Maddox, he's 2. He makes sure that I'm up right around 5 to 5:30. But before him, before kids, back in the day, I was waking up because I knew I was. I made lesson plans and I had things planned that I got excited about. And, you know, when you're excited for something, that it makes it easier to move. And so I always tried to make something to look forward to. And to be honest, I still try to do that now, even at the college level. I always try to have something planned or something on my agenda where I'm excited to do it. And I think that helps getting out of bed a little bit easier and make something to look forward to during the day.
Yeah.
All right, Adam, every week we like our guest to leave a challenge for the viewers. What is your challenge for the week?
So my challenge this week is, looking back, we're in the Teacher Appreciation Week right now. And, you know, the past couple of weeks, we're all about teacher appreciation. So I did something a couple of weeks ago, kind of on a whim, that turned out kind of cool. So I was looking back randomly on my elementary school, Demarest Elementary School in Bloomfield, New Jersey. I was looking on their website. I don't know why. It was just kind of random. I was looking at it, looking at the teacher list, and look, it's been like 20, it's been 30 years since I've been there. But for whatever reason, my first grade teacher, Mrs. McKee, was still there.
Wow.
And I was like, first grade teacher, still there. I had her in 1988, right? 1988, I had her. And she was still there. And so I was like, you know what? I've got to email her. So I emailed her. And a couple of days later, I heard back. And I obviously, it was an email, but I can kind of feel her emotion as she wrote the email. And I caught her at a good time because she's retiring this year. So it could not have been a better timing. And, you know, I won't get into details, but it was a really emotional kind of email and everything. So my challenge this week is to write a teacher an email. Write one of your old teachers an email, something that, you know, and maybe it was a teacher you were close to, maybe not, but just say thank you to one of your old teachers. And, you know, for some of you who have moved far away, I think it'd be even more special to reconnect with someone that you haven't in a long time. So as a teacher, I know there's nothing better than getting notes and words from your students. So I think for us as teachers, let's pay it back and thank one of our teachers.
I love it. Well, Adam, thank you so much for being a guest on our show this week. I love learning from you. And so I was thrilled when you agreed to come on. So thank you.
Hey, no, thank you guys. And I love everything you guys are doing. So let's all keep up the good work. And thank you guys.
Agreed. Awesome. Thanks, man.
Well, we want to also thank our viewers for watching. Remember to tweet us using the hashtag #KidsDeserveIt. Don't forget you can join our competition to leave a review on iTunes as we select a winner each Friday to win an autographed book set. We hope that you check out our next guest on our next week's show, which is season 8 of American Idol winner Chris Allen. So we are thrilled to have him on. So thanks again, Adam, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks, everyone.